This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A rare drone attack in Moscow has caused light damage and forced evacuations, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. Ukraine has made no direct comment on the attack. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The NATO military alliance will deploy hundreds of more troops to Kosovo, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Tuesday, a day after 30 NATO soldiers and 52 protesters were hurt in clashes.
We have decided to deploy 700 more troops from the operational reserve force for Western Balkans and to put an additional battalion of reserve forces on high readiness so they can also be deployed if needed.
Speaking alongside Norway's prime minister ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Oslo, Stoltenberg said that such attacks are unacceptable and must stop. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Tuesday called for increased economic, cultural, and social integration of South American countries as he opened a summit with a dozen leaders of the region in Brasilia. It was the first continental gathering in almost a decade at the invitation of Lula. This is VOA News.